Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
CRT is causing chaos in schools across America. Joe Biden gives his big speech on how he intends to slow the crime rate. And John McAfee, founder of McAfee Security Systems, found dead in a Spanish jail. So much to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it because it's going to be a tough one to fill in 1 hour. First, let's talk about this CRT, critical race theory, that is causing absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. We have just seen in Loudoun County a school board go completely out of control. I mean completely lose their minds. Flooded into that school board meeting. 250 people signed up to speak. And I would say 85% of them wanted to speak against this critical race theory nonsense. Now, first, let's say this. All of our politicians are denying any such thing exists, and all of the teachers are denying any such thing exists. They're saying, we don't teach critical race theory. We teach about the Jim Crow laws, about slavery, about history. This is history. If you stop us from doing this, you're not going to allow us to teach how the slave thing ended. You're not going to be able to teach about the Civil War. We're not going to be able to teach about how slavery was overcome and the Emancipation Proclamation, everything. We're not going to nothing. They're liars. They're absolute 100% unabashed liars, and I'll tell you why. Nobody ever said you can't teach about slavery or the Civil War. Nobody ever said you cannot teach about Jim Crow laws. These are very important things to teach. The problem is you have absolutely no intent on teaching anything. You want to indoctrinate people. And here's how you do it. See, it's very, very simple. You say, these were the laws back. This is the Jim Crow laws. And you don't just teach the facts. You teach your own personal opinion on it. And things haven't really gotten very much better since. The white man is still oppressing the African Americans and will continue to do so because this country is a horrible, racist country. Oh, but I was just teaching about the Jim Crow laws. I'm going to give little Susie an assignment to write down 5 things that makes her white privilege that she should be ashamed of. But I'm only teaching about slavery and the Civil War and the Jim Crow laws. No, you're not. No, you're not. You unabashed liar. You are trying to indoctrinate children, and parents are too smart for you. And they know it. There was an African-American woman that stood up and said, my child is not oppressed. How dare you assume my child is being oppressed? I don't want my child to grow up thinking he's a victim. He's not a victim. God bless that lady. Because she's telling the truth. Truth to power. And they don't want to hear it. So you know what they did? They don't want to hear it. So they just said, this meeting is over. No one else will be given a chance to speak. Guess what the parents did? They didn't leave. They said, that's okay, you leave. The school board wants to leave. This is a public building, and this was supposed to be a public meeting. We'll take it over, and we'll let the microphone be open to people, whether they oppose what we're saying or they support what we're saying. And they started to go on and exactly do that. And guess what? The head of the school board declared they are trespassing and called the police. How you can trespass in a public building that invited you in and you signed your name on a paper to speak is beyond me. But the police, oh, well, we're just doing our job. Well, this is a problem. Yes, you should do your job. And yes, there was one man arrested who took a swing at someone, and I'm not defending that guy. You take a swing at somebody, you're going to get arrested. That's too bad. Too bad. But one man was arrested and continually asked, why am I being arrested? I have my name on a sheet of paper for a public meeting in a public building that the taxpayers pay for. I was not given that chance to speak, and I would like that chance to speak. I am not being violent. I am not raising my voice. I simply want a chance to speak my mind. And he was told, turn around, you're being handcuffed, because now freedom of speech is over, because the school board said so. It's not your building. It's the school board's building. Then stop paying taxes. Stop paying school tax. It's the school board's building. They can say when you're allowed in here and when you're not, even if you're a parent and you have your name on that sheet and you are invited. Interestingly enough, they can cheer you being arrested for simply going into the building, putting your name on a sheet and saying, I'd like to speak my mind about something that I disagree with the school board about. But you can break in. In Portland and Chicago and New York, you can break in to actual stores after they're closed, steal things, riot, set it on fire, and the police are told, don't you dare arrest those people. Don't you dare arrest those people. Isn't that interesting? So a parent who cares enough about his child to go to a school board meeting, which a lot of parents don't, let's face it, go to a school board meeting, sign a piece of paper, wait his turn when there's 250 people on that piece of paper, patiently wait his turn, have the police called on him, and the police say, you can leave or you can be arrested. How come the police didn't say, you can leave or you can be arrested when they're rioting and looting and setting fire to Wendy's? All of those people, no charges are going to be pressed. You've heard that. I assume you've heard that. All charges are being dropped on these people. All the rioters, all the looters, all charges are being dropped. This man, however, is hauled out in handcuffs because the school board didn't like what he said. Now, let's get into this critical race theory a little bit, because there's a lot of misnomers about this. So let's clear it up. Number one, it is not preventing anyone from teaching about slavery. That is dumb, that is ridiculous, and that is a lie. Number two, it is not forbidding anyone to teach about Jim Crow laws. That is also a misnomer. That is also a lie. You see, folks, what happened here is very simple. When the pandemic hit and parents were forced to have their children stay home and be schooled at home on a computer, parents got a little bit of a whiff of what their kids were being taught. Parents weren't in the classroom. The kids don't necessarily come home and say, I was taught something very disturbing today. They just go on with life. But these parents who said, well, I have to be home, I guess, to make sure my kid's on the computer studying everything, they got to overhear it. Do you remember when some teachers were complaining, we don't want any parents in the room? We don't want any parents overseeing what we're teaching. Why? Why would that be? I'll tell you why. Because they got caught. They thought they were going to get away with this. They thought this, we'll just slide under the radar. Somebody calls us up, we'll say, well, we're teaching about slavery this month in history. So, you know, that's just, and Jim Crow laws, it's okay. It's just, you know, normal curriculum. And your average American mother or father would say, oh, okay. Ah, but when it's in your own home and you can overhear it, and you start hearing, you're a victim. The white man oppressed you. The white man put you down. You should be wanting reparations. This country is very evil towards you. You should feel animosity toward these people. Here, little Susie, your homework is to go write why you have white privilege. Parents heard this, and I'm telling you right now, not just conservative parents. Parents that wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if Jack the Ripper was running against them went into that meeting last night with fire in their eyes. saying this is beyond, and we are not going to put up with it. They were called Marxists. They are Marxists. They were called communists. They are communists. They were called indoctrinators. That's exactly what they are. And they didn't like it. Because you know what ended up happening there? I'll tell you what ended up happening there. It's like someone who's really confronted with something they did, and they know they did it, and they don't want to stand there and hear they did it because they're ashamed of themselves. Oh, no, you know, it's like the person that runs out when you say, did you steal my, you were the only person here, you stole my whatever. Oh, no, 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 I'm not going to hear any of this. I'm not going to hear any of this. Goodbye. I'm not. That's what the school board did. Because the school board fully realized, we're caught. We're caught red-handed. And there's nothing we can say and there's nothing we can do. And that brave African-American woman who stood up to speak and say her child was not, in fact, being suppressed by anyone, said, I'm pulling my kid out of this school. My kid is not going to grow up with a victim mentality because you don't want to educate, you want to indoctrinate. And oh boy, is there a difference. Oh, there's a big difference. School is to learn facts. Fact. There was slavery in this country. Fact. We fought a civil war to end it, where many, many white people died. Fact. Racism exists and it's wrong. That's it. There's none of this, you have white privilege. That's well, how dare you say that? How dare you try to teach some kid that he's privileged over another kid? How dare you try to teach a kid you don't have the advantages of another kid? How dare you try to divide the races and create racial tension based on your own ideology and not facts? And he got caught. And you're like the person who got caught cheating on his girlfriend or his wife. And you're, I don't want to hear the evidence. No, 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 don't show me. No, I'm no, no, no. So they ran out like yellow-bellied cowards, which they are. You see, because if they weren't doing this, they would have said, excuse me, we're going to let everyone speak. But first, let me please explain to you that all of you parents are very, very welcome to see the entire curriculum that we're going to teach word for word. And you will see that there is no indoctrination. You will see that there is no ideology. It is just facts about Jim Crow. It is facts about slavery. All the rest is being made up. That's what they would have said. Instead, oh, I don't want to hear no more of this. Yeah, I bet you don't. Because you got caught. Now, if there's a glimmer of hope, it's that both Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, they were in that room. And they were mad as hell. White, black, Chinese, they were mad as hell. You know why? Because they're real Americans. They're not lunatic nut jobs. They're real Americans. And you're effing with their children. And that's the one. You went way too far when you did that, my friends. You tried to eff with the police. And with everything else in the world, and with everything we can say. By the way, this is the same school board that's handing out to four-year-olds how to masturbate. That's okay. We're going to, here's a comic book about pleasuring yourself. But you better not read Dr. Seuss. Because he's evil. No, you're evil. You're horribly evil people with an agenda I don't even want to imagine. But I can speculate. So thank God there are parents, like the people who showed up in Loudoun County. And you know me, I'm a huge defender of the police. I understand the police already have so much on their minds and they're so whatever. But you see, this is another thing. They know the police have to do their job or be fired. So they put the police in a bad situation. Arrest that man. I have decided he's trespassing. And it's, those police officers don't have the right to say, wait a minute, that's not the law. I mean, you invited him in here, and these are a whole bunch of people peacefully assembling. We're not going to arrest him. They don't have the right to judge what's a crime and what isn't. They just say, well, if he's trespassing, fine. He'll plead it out in court. If he wasn't, then it's no skin off my nose. I'm doing my job. That's I'm just trying to get home. I get it. But at some point, the police are going to have to stand up and say, oh, no, this isn't trespassing. You invited them all here, and then you ran out. That would be like if you invited me to dinner, said I'm going to the store to get extra ice cream, go call the police and have me thrown out of your house for trespassing. You invited me. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. This is not going to work, folks. They're not going to get away with it. I'm telling you right now, because Loudoun County is a Democratic county. And those parents had fire in their eyes. So you can imagine what's going to happen in the Republican counties, right? This is going to happen. Now, people, Ron DeSantis said, well, it's not being taught anything in Florida. As a matter of fact, we're going to be teaching the opposite. We're going to be teaching how communism and Marxism and socialism is evil. Good for you. Although, I'll tell you the truth, I don't think any ideologies should be taught. What I do think is you should just point out the facts and let the kids form their own opinion. I was taught slavery in school. And it took me about 1 second to realize this is wrong. This is what really happened? Well, this is wrong. A teacher didn't have to tell me. And no teacher ever blamed me and said, well, you can say it's wrong, but I mean, you're the one who did it, really. You and your horrible race of people you should be ashamed of. Go give your lunch to an African-American kid right now, loser. Nobody said that. They realized. You'd know. Any idiot would know. But again, they don't want to preach facts or teach facts. They want to preach ideology and indoctrinate your children. You better watch it, folks. Because not everyone's Loudoun County, and some of them are getting away with it. Anyway, let me go to Joe Biden. Joe Biden made his big speech on how I'm going to lower the crime rate. And it made about as much sense as if Boomhauer from King of the Hill was giving a speech on how to lower the crime rate. Oh, you know what happened. It's guns, guns, guns. We got to get rid of the guns. Nobody needs an assault rifle. Nobody needs 100 rounds of ammunition. What are the deer wearing Kevlar vests? You used that joke already, Joe. It was dumb the first time. It's dumber the second time because you thought you would have learned your lesson. Nor in the Second Amendment does it say the right to go hunting. And I don't know anybody who hunts with an assault rifle. You're a moron. The right to bear arms is based upon the fact that you may have to defend yourself against a government that becomes tyrannical. It's not about deer hunting, Joe. You'd have thought somebody told him by now, because it's the second time he's used the joke. But no, it's all about guns. If we get these guns away, the crime rate will go down. Really. Is that a fact? Well, let me ask you a question, Joe. Why don't you just say, listen, everything you're doing now is illegal. There's a law against it, so please stop. Won't that make the crime rate go down? No, because they're not obeying the law. Oh, they're not obeying the law. So what makes you think they're going to obey this one? So you make a big law. Guns are illegal. You can't have these guns. Well, guess what? The vast majority of homicides are done with handguns, not assault weapons. And if you think you're going to stop handguns, hell, 20 miles from my house, I can go into a city, walk down an alley, and buy a handgun from some dude. All you're going to do is open up a market. Oh, they banned the handguns, huh? They banned assault rifles. Okay, well, we got a black market boom then, don't we? We'll be selling them. How'd that work on drugs, Joe? Drugs illegal. How come people are still taking drugs? How come they're still getting it? Oh, because criminals don't obey the law. Somebody should tell Joe that. Criminals don't normally obey the law, Joe. So you can pass as many laws as you want, and if someone is, in fact, a criminal, they are going to ignore the law because that's what makes them a criminal. So what you're really saying is let's take the only line of defense away from people who aren't criminals. Isn't that what you're saying, Joe? I think that's what you're saying. I think that's exactly what you're saying. And by the way, on Monday's show, I told y'all, the war on the police is really a war on you, and the very next thing that they're going to say is the police are doing an inadequate job, and that's why we want them totally disbanded, and we want to start a more federally based law enforcement agency. Well, guess what happened 3 days later? I must be the amazing Kreskin. I must be Nostra friggin' Damus. Lady gets on CNN and says, oh, you know, the police, the crime rate, because the police aren't doing their job. We told you they aren't good. They don't do their job. They're woefully inadequate. We really have to take control of this a different way. We have to disband them and come up with our own. I know. For the benefit of people who don't know, go back and listen to my show, The War on the Police is Really the War on You. And it tells you very clearly what they have in mind. Turning you into a criminal and criminals into law-abiding citizens. That's basically what it is. So Joe Biden, according to his speechwriter, because Joe doesn't write anything, Joe don't know. If you told Joe, I would love to just somehow hack into his speechwriter and have Joe come out and say, gumdrops is the number one cause of death in the United States of America, especially the spicy ones, and we got to ban them. And I guarantee you Joe Biden would say it. Be the funniest thing in the world. It's not like he has any cognitive thought and would be like, who wrote this? I'm not saying that. No, he'd say it. If you just wrote on a piece of paper, yabba dabba 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 doo, that's what Joe Biden would say. He has no idea what he's saying. He just says it. Somebody wrote it for me. It must be right. What we got to do is confiscate these guns. No, Joe. That's not what you got to do. You want to know why the crime rate is up, Joe? Because you handcuffed the police and you made absolutely no consequences for the criminal. So now the criminal feels empowered. I can do whatever I want to do and get away with it. Even if I'm caught, there's a bail reform. I'll be out in a very short period of time, if not the same day. And there'll be no consequences for my actions. I rule. It's anarchy. The police can't do anything to me. They're not allowed to. And even if they do happen to get me, I'll be out. You think that helps the crime rate, Joe? When there is absolutely no consequence for what you're doing, do you think that helps the crime rate? This is pathetic. The world is laughing at us. It is safer in some Middle Eastern countries with terrorist groups than it is to walk through the streets of Baltimore or Chicago. By the way, another young African-American child was killed. Al Sharpton won't be attending his funeral. Nobody will be making big speeches, and I guarantee you, you won't see a gigantic statue of him go up in Newark, New Jersey. Because he wasn't killed by a police officer, and he probably wasn't killed by a white person. He was killed in gang violence, crossfire of gang violence. So his life doesn't matter. What do they care? Kill each other all you want. That's not going to help us divide this country. We're only going to report on the Caucasians who kill blacks. We're only going to report on Caucasian police officers who kill blacks, because that's going to help us gain your support in defunding the police department and ultimately disbanding them. And we're going to make you see the light. Oh, yes, they're terrible oppressors and they're racist beyond control. Remember, the number one cause or the number one problem in the world today is supposedly white supremacy. Somebody please show me the facts on that. Somebody please show me how many white supremacist killings there were last year. Based on nothing else but the race of the person, show me, please. I'd love to see it because it's not many. Now, any is too many, but it's not many. And it's certainly not the number one cause. It's pathetic what they're feeding you. Absolutely pathetic. And Joe Biden gave the weakest, worst, ridiculous speech you could possibly imagine Now Kamala Harris is finally going to the border. Oh, my God. Let's think about this. Donald Trump says, I'm going on this day, and somebody told Kamala, you're going to get your ass off the couch, and you're going to go there before Donald Trump shows up and shows us all to be fools. And she says, I ain't going. It's going to be a disaster. Oh, you are going. Let's compromise. I'll go to El Paso, which is miles and miles and miles and miles and hundreds of miles away from where the problem is. El Paso's not having the big problem that other places are. I won't go those places. I'll go down here where it's safe, and I'll pose for a couple of pictures with some smiling children, and I'll say, see how wonderful we are? See? The problem's all solved. There's no problem. I did it with my magic wand. I did it like the lady wouldn't Bewitched. I just wiggled my nose, dig-a-dig-a-dig, and there's no problem because I'm Kamala Harris. And the press will eat it up because the press are liars and propagandists and political activists. That's all they are. With a straight face, I heard Don Lemon say, I am not an opinion journalist. I am more a point of view journalist. Okay, Don, well, maybe I didn't graduate from journalism school, but I know this. Your opinion and your point of view is the same damn thing, you complete and utter fraud. That's all you are. And if I am wrong, I'll be glad to go on and apologize. Really? Well, I don't know. You've been wrong about 25 times this year, and I've not heard one apology. Because you, sir, are a liar. You are a disingenuous hack. Posing as a journalist, but you're not a journalist. You're not a journalist. You're a hack. And that's all you are. And you can get on TV all you want and say, I'm not an opinion journalist. Well, what the hell? I'm a point of view journalist. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I'm not a cook. I'm a chef. I'm not a chef. I'm a cook. Ay, 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 ay. And they let him get away with it, folks. Nobody says, well, wait a minute. Could you please explain the subtle difference? Nah, they don't. They don't care. It's Don Lemon, and he's wonderful. He's been wrong about everything, folks. He's been wrong about everything. We're going to get into all of these topics a little bit more, but I also want to talk about this John McAfee person because, look, this is a guy who was in a Spanish prison. He's wanted in the United States for tax evasion. He was about to be extradited after spending some time there in a Spanish prison. He's about to be extradited. And he was found dead. Now, I don't know if he committed suicide. You don't know if he committed suicide. Nobody knows. My God, even the people who found him don't know. They said it really looks like it. But they didn't say absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt. They just said all signs point to it. But right away, the journalists jump. And here's what I read today. His tweets from 9 months ago have caused a firestorm of conspiracy theories among QAnon and other radical crazed groups. Okay, well then, all right. So I said, all right, well, let me read his tweets from 9 months ago. 9 months ago, he's saying, look, things aren't really horrible in this Spanish prison. I have some friends. The food is okay. I'm going to guarantee you this. They're coming for me. And if something happens to me, I didn't do it. I'm not suicidal at all. And to prove it, I'm going to have tattooed on my arm the word whacked. And if anything happens to me, you look at my right arm and you remember, I didn't do it. Now, maybe I'm not the brightest bulb, but if someone continually says, I am not suicidal, and I am no way committing suicide, but I think something bad's going to happen to me. And then something bad happens to you. The first thing a journalist shouldn't do is say, conspiracy theory that he didn't kill himself. That's totally a conspiracy theory. There's no fact. That's a conspiracy. Well, what fact do you have that he did kill himself? You see, when the journalist jumped that quickly to defend something, that's a little red warning flash. Warning, warning, warning. So why does it have to be a QAnon conspiracy theory when if I knew a man who just simply said, I'm not suicidal at all, but I think somebody's out to get me and they might make it look like suicide. So, dude, just heads up. Something happens to me. I didn't do it, okay? And then something happens to him. My first thought isn't it's a conspiracy theory if I say he didn't kill himself. My first thought is, well, that's very odd and we should look into it. But not the journalism, not the journalists in the United States of America. The very first thing they do is say, if you think anything else other than suicide, you're a conspiracy theorist. Jeffrey Epstein had no pedophile island. That's a conspiracy theory. Wrong. The Wuhan virus didn't come from a lab. That's a conspiracy theory. Wrong. How many conspiracy theories are going to turn out to be true before the American public realizes when journalists rush to a conclusion and try to belittle any other conclusion, they're doing it because they fear? I don't know if any crazy QAnon conspiracy thing is going on, but what I do know is this. Any rational human being who hears this story and doesn't scratch their head and say, well, that's a little odd. That's a little odd. We should really look into this. Is a nut. So these people who are saying, oh, no, this is there's nothing to look into. It's a closed deal. He committed suicide. You're a QAnon conspiracy theorist if you think otherwise. You're nuts. You're an enemy of the state. That's a big red warning flash. So now I'm saying to myself, yeah, he probably didn't. Now, did some guy in a Spanish prison off him? Maybe. Maybe he pissed somebody off. I don't know if it had anything to do with politics, but I do know that he said he had terabytes of information. Terabytes of information on crooked politicians, CIA agents, and everything else. And he was about to come to the United States, where guess what? He was going to get some publicity. You're not going to get much publicity in a Spanish prison. In an American prison, making those type of accusations, somebody's going to listen. Somebody's going to go in and talk to you. And, oh, well, I guess he's not going to be doing any talking. Now, he says, if something happens to me in the advent of something happens to me, this is going to get into the right hands. So I guess we'll wait and see. I guess we'll wait and see if this is a conspiracy theory. I don't know. Like I said, maybe he did kill himself. Maybe he decided, look, they're going to kill me anyway when I get to the United States, so I might as well do it myself. Save them the trouble and save me the pain. Maybe that happened. Maybe it didn't happen. But to say it's a conspiracy theory immediately before you even know makes me very, very suspicious about you. I always like to use analogies. If every single time you come home, your kids say, I didn't make any mess. I didn't make any mess. It wasn't me. If there's a mess, and there's a mess, they probably made it. Well, when the press says, nothing to see here, conspiracy theory if you think otherwise, don't think otherwise, or you're going to be labeled QAnon, you're going to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, there's probably something to see. That's just my overall feeling. So there you go, folks. I mean, listen, we are technically in a civil war. We technically are. Because what's ending up happening here is we have a side that says if you disagree with us in any way, shape, or form, you are not an American extending your rights. You are an enemy of the state. You will be silenced. You will be ostracized. You might be put under watch on a watch list. Disagree with vaccines? Enemy of the state. Disagree with where the Wuhan virus came from? Enemy of the state. Disagree that the election was honest and fair? Enemy of the state. Why? Why? I mean, if there was an election in this town and I ran and I won, and someone said, well, you know, I think it was falsified. I would like to look into this. I'd say, go ahead. Go ahead and look into it. If I didn't win, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to take somebody else's spot. Go ahead. Search away. I want my people there too, so you can't rig it. and make it look like I cheated. But absolutely, any paperwork you want, anything you want, let's turn over everything. Both sides, representatives. And we'll find out. And if it turns out, yeah, somebody that I didn't know about that liked me somehow falsified a whole bunch of ballots to try to get me in, then fine. I'll step down. That was wrong of that person. I wouldn't want to take office under that circumstance. Oh, no, 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 no. You'll see nothing. We don't want to turn over anything. We'll stop you. We'll go to the courts and say they don't let them look. You ever see the old Bugs Bunny cartoon? Don't look in there. Don't look in there. He's not in there. Or where would you think he is? Well, you know, that's it, right? Hold on, nothing to see here. You're not going to get these records. No, 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 not these. Oh, well, that's probably where it is. But you're a conspiracy theorist and you're an enemy of the state if you think that. Very interesting. By the way, speaking of these voter laws, Stacey Abrams have totally changed her mind. Stacey Abrams went on television and lied to the American people, saying that Joe Manchin's new bill, voter rights bill, which includes having to show ID, is perfectly fine. Oh, I would support that. That's fine. It is a Republican talking point and a conspiracy theory that we were ever against showing ID. Would you like me to put up on my group a video of Stacey Abrams saying it is much harder for minorities to get ID, and that is why the Republicans want it? Having to show ID basically just cuts out a lot of minorities from voting. And it's Jim Crow. That's what she said. That's exactly what she said. And it was echoed by I don't know how many other Democrats who said, yes, showing ID, that's Jim Crow laws. Coming back. Oh, but now it's different. Now it's, we never said that. Silly person. I know you think you heard us say it, but you're just a little delusional, aren't you? You probably belong to QAnon. We never, ever, that's a Republican talking point. You fell for that nonsense. No, we have videotape of you saying it. But they're never challenged. Because they're always on television with people who would say anything and never challenge anyone as long as they got the D next to their name. Now, a good reporter would have said, Ms. Abrams, you most certainly said that. Would you like to show me to show you the video of you saying those exact words? So now you can come on this show and you can say, I never said that. You're lying. And now you worry me because when you lie, you make me wonder why you lied. The whole entire All-Star game was pulled because Stacey Abrams and company said the voter laws in Georgia is absolutely racist. And now they're saying, oh, we just meant that there wasn't enough time for mail-in voting. We wanted longer time for mail-in voting. That's not what you said. You said minorities have a harder time showing ID. What happens if they don't drive? What happens if they can't get to a Department of Motor Vehicles to get a non-driver ID? What happens if they don't have this or that or the other thing? Why do you think the Republicans for so long have been saying, well, I don't understand this. They have to have IDs to cash a check or rent a car or even get the vaccine. Now all of a sudden it's fine. If there's one bit of good news I can lay on you today, and there's not much. The one bit of good news I can tell you is the American people are waking up. They see this. American people are not stupid. I know people who watch CNN constantly. That's all they watch. And even they said, well, she's full of shit. That's exactly what she said. Precisely what she said, and now she's going back on it. And then they wonder, well, if you've lied to me about this, how many other things have you lied to me about? How can I trust you at all? If you put this stuff up and then deny you ever said it, how can I ever trust a thing that comes out of your mouth ever? That's a very good question. Why are you still watching these news companies that absolutely do nothing but spread propaganda? That's all they're doing. Folks, you have to understand this. I don't take any pleasure in getting on this station and telling you horrible news. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. And the truth is Joe Biden's not running the country. Kamala Harris is not running the country. Kamala Harris is sitting like a vulture waiting for her prey to die. Sitting in the tree like a vulture saying, I don't have to do anything. Dying a slow death and I'll swoop down. In the meantime, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, some other people, they're running the country. Oh, I must be a crazy conspiracy theorist. You think Joe Biden's running the country? Joe Biden can't get through a speech without a handful of index cards. How is he running the country? Pile of index cards on his lap. I didn't see Putin with any pile of index cards on his lap. I got to make these points. But I got to make them clear, and I can't. So they wrote them down for me. And by the way, if I take any questions from any reporters that aren't handpicked here on these cards, I'm going to get in trouble. You're the president of the United States. You can't get in trouble from. See, if I'm the president of the United States, I do what I want, like Donald Trump did. Donald Trump would call on the instigators first. Hey, Jim Acosta, I know you probably got another dumb question. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. And then Jim Acosta would ask another dumb question. Sir, don't you feel personally responsible for every single death that's going on the border? Don't you feel personally responsible that there's blood on your hands for all of those innocent children and women who are dying trying to get here? Isn't blood on your hands? What do they ask Joe Biden about it? Sir, what would you say was the worst thing that Donald Trump ever did? I want you all to go back on YouTube. And when Joe Biden was questioned, you can find this on YouTube video. When Joe Biden was questioned by a reporter from Fox News about his son and the laptop, watch Joe Biden panic. And like a child says, no, I'm not going to talk about this. Concentrate on that man who's doing so horrible things. We need to stop that man. You know what that's called? Don't look at me. No, not me. Him, he's bad. I'll just say he's bad and everything will go away. Concentrate on that man. Not me. Meanwhile, your son's laptop is filled with pictures of underage hookers, people smoking crack, messages about working with the spy king of China, racial slurs saying I don't want to be introduced to any yellow women, calling his lawyer the N-word. Look at that man. Him. He's the bad guy. Don't look at me. Biden was almost crying. No. Him. Focus on him. He's the evil in the whole world. It was pathetic. That was before he became the president, and it was absolutely pathetic. You see, folks, conspiracy theories are wild speculation. A conspiracy theory, if I could just come up with one, would be that Kamala Harris is going to have Joe Biden knocked off in the second year. I have no proof of that. It's not going to happen. Oh, but I can connect little weird dots and say, see this. Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory. But it's not a conspiracy theory if there's facts. So is it a conspiracy theory that this election could be fraudulent? Well, we know for a fact that laws were changed illegally, so that's not a conspiracy theory. We know for a fact that ballots were found that were never, ever, ever mailed, that were called mail-in ballots. They were never folded, so they could not be mailed, so that's not a conspiracy theory. We were told by a paper expert who has worked for the CIA and the FBI and everybody else that some of the barcodes on this paper would register Democrat even if you actually voted all Republican. That's not a conspiracy theory. Those are facts. So when you take those three facts and you say to yourself, the media is saying there's not one shred of evidence that there's any kind of voter fraud going on. That's not true. So it's not a conspiracy theory. What makes the conspiracy theory stronger is your denial of it. if you said, yeah, there's some things looking odd here, I think we better look into this, then that's not a conspiracy theory. That's you doing your job. Like you should have done a long time ago with Jeffrey Epstein, right? When everybody was telling you what was going on. Oh, there's no such thing. Oh, there's no such thing. Did you hear those wackos say that he has a whole island, a whole island, and he pumps underage girls over there for prostitution reasons? Oh, yes, he's a James Bond villain. Ha, 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 those idiots. Yeah, except it was true. And you denying it, let him do it and do it and do it and do it and do it for how many years? Why didn't one person have the guts to say, oh, let me take a look at this? This may not be a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's a fact. Turns out you probably could have saved some people from some hellaciously bad abuse had you done it. And maybe worse. Maybe worse. Why was the Wuhan laboratory such a conspiracy theory? Why is that a conspiracy theory? Can you show me one shred of evidence it came from a wet market other than Dr. Fauci saying so? What was, give me the evidence. Show me the animal. Show me the pangolin or the bat. No, you can't. So why is that not a conspiracy theory? Why is that it came out of a wet market? Why is that not a conspiracy theory when there's not one shred of evidence that it did? But the Wuhan lab is a conspiracy theory when there's more than a adequate evidence to assume it might have. Because the news says so. That's why I'm telling you, when you see them rush to say conspiracy theory, that's a red light flashing, folks. And that's why I'm not 100% sure that this McAfee guy offed himself. Because the press was way too quick to say he did, and if you don't believe it, you're a nut. That's usually code word for you're getting too close to the truth, and we're going to have to deprogram you into thinking, I better not think that way, or I must be an enemy of the state, and I'd hate to be an enemy of the state. This is bad. You can't trust any news, maybe not even Fox. I don't know. I know Fox was the first people to call states for Joe Biden that was so close, it was too close to call, and yet they wouldn't call Pennsylvania when he was ahead by so much. Catching up would have been a miracle, and the skies opened up and there was a miracle. That's very interesting. So we have on our hands, folks, a bumbling, stumbling president who is a puppet to the people who are really running things behind the curtain. We have a vice president who has a zero ambition other than to be the president of the United States, does not want to take any fodder because she's afraid of her own political career. I don't want to go to the border, not the real border, because then if it is bad, I'm going to look bad. I can't look bad. I have a political future ahead of me. That old fool's got the grave ahead of him. So she'll go to El Paso and pose for pictures with carefully selected children who look happy, healthy, and wonderful. That's what she'll do. And the press will say, isn't she wonderful? She took her own time and went to that border, dashing all of her critics, and sat down and bonded with those children, and they just love her, and she's so charismatic, and she's so wonderful, and I wonder if maybe we should make her a saint. I wonder if maybe that's what will happen eventually, because, I mean, she is saint-like, isn't she? The way she carries herself, the way she passes out cookies that look like her. Saint Kamala, while she's blowing smoke up your ass. And the news media is blowing smoke up your ass because the real problem, 900 miles away. And she's avoiding that problem. It's the equivalent of saying we have a traffic problem in Manhattan, and you say, well, I don't know. I'm here in Albany, and everything's running fine. So I think it's a conspiracy theory. That's what it amounts to, folks. The woman's lost her mind. She's lost her mind. So this is where we're at, folks. If you, I'll tell you this. If you have children and they're in school, you set your kid down and you ask to see what they're being taught. You might get a big surprise. No child going to school today is responsible for slavery. Perhaps their ancestors are responsible for ending it. Perhaps they have ancestors lying in the grave who gave their life up so that the little black child sitting next to them is free. Maybe that happened. That's not being taught. You know what they'd say? Well, okay. Maybe they did eventually clear up the mess, but they're the ones who made it. Oh, how come that's not the case on the border then? How come that's not the case on the border? You're not going to say that about Kamala Harris. Well, okay, maybe there was a little problem in the first couple months of the administration when they were trying to get settled, but they certainly settled it, so that's even Steven. Oh, okay. All I know is this. When you can be arrested as a parent for attending a meeting you were invited to, while your name is on a list of people who was guaranteed to be able to speak their mind openly in a free America, and you are arrested for it. This man has a record now. You are arrested for it. And then the police disavow it and say, well, we didn't go in there to arrest anybody. It was the school board, the head of the school board, who said, I am officially pressing trespassing charges. I want everyone out, and everyone who isn't out, I want them arrested for trespassing. So we were just doing our job. Well, maybe it's time you take a really hard look at your job. Maybe it's time, if you're a police officer, you say, no, I'm not going to let that person go into that building and loot it. I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what the mayor says. That's a crime, and I'm stopping him. And maybe when you go to a place like this and some Marxist school board leader is saying, I want these on now arrested. They said we were Marxist, and I am now declaring that this is my building. And they are trespassing. Maybe you as a cop should say, this isn't your building. This isn't your building. And they're invited here. And as long as they're peaceful, I'm not doing anything about it. Maybe it's time to do that. But don't let them fool you, folks. They try to make the cops the enemy. I know a lot of Republicans are mad at cops today saying those cops should have said F you. Well, but here's the problem. If they say F you about that, they're going to have to say F you about all these other things. The police are under a lot of stress right now. And the very best thing we can do is to understand who's controlling those strings, who's saying, let's make even the Republicans hate them. Let's make the African-Americans hate them. Let's make the Spanish hate them because we need to replace them with federal law enforcement so we can make sure anybody wearing a red hat ever is an enemy of the state and a criminal. Our political opponents will be turned into enemies once we have a federal law enforcement. And if you're looting a store, that's just reparations. If you've taken over two city blocks, that's just having a summer of love party. If you're burning down a Wendy's, that's just letting off a little steam. God forbid, though, you attend a march against us on the Capitol and you're anywhere near the Capitol. You're an enemy of the state. This is what we got to look forward to. You, my friends, can make a difference. You know how? Make sure if you have children, you're watching every single thing they're being taught. Do not stand for this ridiculous curriculum. Do not be bluffed into people saying, we're not teaching that. It's just slavery and Jim Crow. They're lying to you. They are teaching it. The problems we have today was because the children who are now 19, 20, 25 were indoctrinated before these children. And now they're running the school boards. And now they're running the colleges, and now they're being our politicians, and they were indoctrinated. Don't you get it? This is how we've come to this, through indoctrination of education. The children of rage are now our leaders. They're indoctrinated when they're 10, 11, 12. They're now 25, 26, 30 years old, and they are our leaders. Brainwashed puppets who were indoctrinated when they were young and they want to continue the trend. They got caught during this pandemic. They got caught red-handed by good parents who said, I'm going to watch what my kids learn. And no, I don't want my kid getting a comic book at 4 years old about masturbation. No, I don't want my 11-year-old daughter reading a book on some girl who's orally servicing a guy during a party and being told that's what girls do at parties, because that's a book that they approved for 10-year-olds to read. While Dr. Seuss is an evil racist monster. They're getting in the heads of your kids. They don't want you to control your children. Because you grew up at a time, most of you, when the world was normal. And they can't have that. They can't have you teaching those values to your children, or your children will grow up normal, and they can't have your children grow up normal. Those children got to grow up like they want them to, so they can serve the government. So all of these parents who you think, oh, maybe they're going a little too far, they're not going far enough. They're not going far enough. There needs to be protests far and wide at every school board across the United States of America saying, you throw this crap out or our kids are coming out of your school. Our children are not your puppets. Our children are not your play toys to poison their minds with baloney so you can control them in the future. And the leader of this whole parade is a senile old man, so weak and frail that he has to have cue cards on his lap to meet another leader from another country.